Health Promotions Officer Shanika John said persons without a place to be isolated will be accommodated for by the Ministry of Health. However, Ms. John said some people would be able to isolate at home once approval is given by the ministry.
Once you arrive in St. Vincent, we test you. We test you and you get a positive result. You move into what is called isolation. For example, you don't have a place to isolate and you are not stable. So your health itself is being compromised. We can accommodate you at our isolation facility. Or even if it's a severe case, we also have accommodation at Milton Cato as well for you to stay there so that you can monitor your health. If you are stable, you can choose to quarantine at an approved facility or at an approved home facility that has been approved by the Ministry of Health. And of course, the approved home facility is dependent on multiple things. So let's say you have a two-bedroom house, but it's 15 people living in the house. That's not approved. That will not be approved by us because the risk of transmission among other persons in the house is extremely high. So ideally, we recommend that you have your own room, your own bathroom, and you have no other interaction with other persons in the house.
Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in the Dominican Republic now stands at 320,136. And the government of Barbados's anti-COVID-19 coffers were boosted this week by $1 million in a World Bank Response and Recovery Development Policy loan. Internationally, the highly contagious Delta variant is causing a surge in COVID-19 cases, even in countries with high vaccination rates, and experts warn that inoculation campaigns are in a race against time to contain it. Meanwhile, Israel has reintroduced a requirement to wear masks indoors amid a rise in coronavirus cases just days after it lifted the measure. Concern has grown after the country recorded more than 100 new daily cases in successive days after registering zero earlier this month. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.